So, hi, I'm Tessa Smith.
I'm Robert Smith, Tessa's father.
Yeah, it was, the goal of the trip was really to have this meeting, you know, with Darren and Chris, but I think we were both so focused on that I kind of forgot we were going to see a play first. You're going to see him in the musical first, which was just fantastic that he had, here's the poster of it, but he had this entrance. We had really good seats, pretty close in the front and the middle, and he comes rising up from the orchestra pit. They drop a rope down, and he gets on a little scaffolding, and they pull him up, I would say the audience was about 50% 15-year-old girls. Definitely. And they just were, just, it was like seeing the Beatles, you know, back in the 60s. It was just a crazy scream, and fantastic show. And then the thing I was the most nervous about was getting from inside the theater through this throng of fangirls, because it was shoulder to shoulder out on the sidewalk right outside the theater, trying to get through them to the stage door, and then hopefully the guy at the stage door had our name on a list, that's the way it was supposed to work. So we went to the doors to try to get out into the sidewalk, and there's just no way. And so we went back inside, found a stagehand guy, and said, listen, our names are on a list, but how do we get to the stage door? And he said, you just got to fight through them, get out in the street, and then there's like a channel that's cordoned off that you can get up to the stage door that way. And so we all held hands and snaked our way through into the street where there was some breathing room. And then we kind of felt kind of VIP-ish, you know, because we got to walk right up there where all these little girls want, you know, all these young girls wanted to go. So we got up to the door, and my greatest nightmare happened, because I went up and said, Rob Smith, our names are on the list to see Darren Criss. He looked at it, and there's a bunch of other people that were trying to fake their way in that weren't really on the list, and I saw him sort of, no, you're not on the list, to a couple of people. And then we got up there, and he said the same thing to me, you're not on the list. And I said, dude, can you please check again and look closer, because this is a charity auction, there should be passes for four of us. And then something about the charity, maybe someone would have told him ahead of time, because I had asked them to really please make sure this works, because we're going a long way and there's not going to be a second chance. So I think that he, when he heard the charity part of it, he paid a little bit more attention, then found our name and said, oh yeah, here we are, and gave us the four passes. And then all of a sudden we're ushered in, and the four of us are standing in the middle of the stage that we just watched the musical on, which, I told you I was in plays in high school. I mean, to be standing on a Broadway stage is just amazing. I did a couple side story songs just because I'd probably never be on there again. But it was, so they put us there and said, someone's going to come by, get you, and take you on a tour backstage. And then you'll get to meet Darren Criss afterwards. So somebody named Glenn came. He was like the main stage manager guy. And he took us back. This is while Darren Criss was like showering, getting ready to meet people. We got to see all the different like the wardrobe and the lighting and like where they go to get dressed and all the props and stuff that we had just seen in the play. They got to see all those. They took some photos of us in some of the sets.
And like even that was super interesting, because it seems like in this situation they're just trying to stall so that you can have something to do while you're waiting for the reason that you're there, which is Darren. But like I've been involved at St. Teresa's with plays, so just seeing the scale of Broadway in comparison to what I've experienced, it was fascinating, and I probably could have toured longer, but then...
Yeah, it was really cool. This building we're in is 80 years old, and he told some of the history of it, and showed us how they have very limited space backstage and how to kind of make do with the space they have. He showed us... There's one time that Darren leaves the stage right and has to enter stage left, and there's no space to do that behind the backdrop. So he has to go off stage right, go down underneath, run a dead sprint across like the basement part of it, and come up the steps on the other side to make his entrance.
While he's changing his clothes.
Yeah, while changing clothes, too.
I really felt like we got really red carpet treatment with that. Because I would say 10 other small groups of people standing in different parts of the stage, and they were all kind of meeting different different stars of the show. Like there was one guy that played sort of the second lead, came out and talked to a little group, and Beau Bridges, who I don't know if you guys know him, he's an actor. He came out and talked to some people, and there was also Jamie Lynn Beatty from Star Kid was there. Mm-hmm. She was standing on stage waiting to go see Darren. So we recognized her and talked to her for a little bit, and then I guess finally a different person came out and said, "Okay, Darren's about ready to meet you. Come with me." And we went like sort of in this backstage kind of dark area and then waited for a few more minutes. And then they said, "Okay, Darren's ready to see you."